don't just exist. Live live on AWR SID Media.
It's time for us now to get into the third and final hour of the program with me, Naya Lupondwa. Now, we do have the good pastor, Tia Demwale, who's helping us with the issue of doubt. Remember, we've been dealing, or we are focusing with, on doubt the whole week, and today is no different. And so today, we're going to be talking about the power of prayer. When doubt creeps in, prayer can seem like shouting into the void, into the dark, just talking to yourself sometimes. But what if it's actually the most powerful tool we have to navigate our uncertainties? Let's dive into how prayer can be a lifeline guiding us from doubt to a deeper, unshakable faith. Joining us now is Pastor Tia Demwale to help us navigate our way through the power of prayer. Pastor, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon to you, and good afternoon to our listeners.
Let's talk about prayer, Pastor. How can prayer help us confront and deal with moments of doubt?
I like the aspect that today we are talking about prayer, because Ellen White describes prayer as talking to a friend. And you know, when you're talking to a friend, it's like you have the ample time to talk to them simply because they are connected to you. So we are talking about prayer, the power of prayer today, and we want to find out how can prayer help us confront and deal with the moments of doubt. They will come, they will arise in us, and we'll have some certain doubts. So like we discussed yesterday, prayer is like a fuel. It makes the vehicle move. So as it is with a Christian journey, it makes someone not to become breathless, but to continue breathing. So one of the most thing that it helps us to confront is that it engulfs us in the very presence of God. What do I mean here? It allows us to create an atmosphere of enduring. And when we endure, it produces patience. This is what prayer can do. Number two, it keeps us alive. When we are doubting, it gives us this aliveness in us not to doubt, because it takes us to closer to God. I love this aspect of prayer. Last but not the least, let's also see how confident we become, because it's actually prayer that makes us to be confident in God. So when trouble comes, when doubt begins to arrive in our lives, it gives us confidence, and it deals with the doubt itself.
So what specific prayers or verses that can offer comfort during uncertain times?
I was reading Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7. It tells me this: do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, presents your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guide your hearts. The other one, it's Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. I want you to read it for me. That is Matthew chapter 11, verse 28.
You want me to read it in Buddhist?
I want you to read it for me.
Okay, Matthew chapter 11,
verse 28.
All right. Let me see if I can quickly get into it. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. All right. My version, it's the NIV. It's fine, right?
Yes, it's fine.
All right. Verse 28 reads, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest."
It gives us a specific answer. Even if we haven't prayed, the answer is already there.
Okay.
And in moments when we are experiencing some uncertainties, doubts in our lives, Jesus invites our doubts to himself. He invites our uncertainties to himself. He says, "Come to me." The other one is Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, which says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand." These are most specific verses that helps me in my daily lives.
I see. You know, I'm going to see the idea of turning to God to doubt is a bit shaky. Perhaps you could help here. How does turning to prayer during doubts strengthen our trust in God?
I love the question. How does it tune us into the very presence of God, or how does it help us to be strengthened? Now, there's a biblical example that I found when I was going through my Bible, Jonah chapter 2, verse 7. It says, "When my lifeless fainting away, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came to you into your holy temple." How does this turn our doubt? How does it strengthen us? It makes us realize. The moment we turn into prayer, it makes us realize the potential of it, because its potential it keeps us from doubting. So the moment we tune into prayer, it strengthens us to free from doubt. Another one is that it in many ways, praying can actually keep us from falling, and it gives us strength. So that aspect of it giving us strength, not of us falling into it. So it tunes us not into the falling, but it gives us the strength.
So
in the last point I wanted to make is that the last point before you come in, I want to say it balances us. It balances us because we cannot become shaken when we tune into prayer.
Okay. All right. So in what ways can praying with others impact our faith journey?
There's a biblical example of the Pentecostal journey, the Pentecostal experience, if you'd want to call it. It impacted the disciples, but how can it impact us? This is what I want to say. The more we pray, the more we have power. It will leave us with an impact of power on us. How do we get this power? We get it when we pray. And more often we do this, it takes us to another level where we are moving forward. The impact will be felt is that we are going to be moving forward in our Christian journey. The most important thing here, I want my colleagues to hear, is that it keeps us going. That's the impact it does.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So my final question, for instance, I'll let you go, is how have personal experiences with prayer helped you as a pastor find peace in difficult situations?
It's good that you have asked me that question, because it's an experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's an experience. And because it's an experience, prayer has really helped me in that I have just discovered one thing. And this one thing is that I am always connected. That's the best experience it has done, just to remain connected with God. The other aspect I want to share to a listener listening to me is that the experience so far is great, in that I have seen how God can only not answer the unfaithful one praying, unrighteous one praying, but He covers it. He covers it with His mighty hand. And that has helped me to continue forging in my Christian journey, because prayer helps me to move. It's a fuel in my life. And I would love the listener to know that when you pray, you are going to have this experience of being ignited by the power of the Holy Spirit, in that you will not lose faith or faint, just like I've experienced this.
Yeah. All right. Got it. Hear you. Thank you very much, Mfunes. Appreciate it. Have a wonderful day further. Let's pick it up once again tomorrow. Same time, same place. Until then, have a wonderful day further, Mfunes.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Go awesome, Mfunes. All right, that's how we end our conversation with the pastor for today.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.